This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Who do you think church is for? If you're part of a church, your answer will probably be me. The church is for me. But if you're not part of a church, you may think it's for a bunch of do-gooders who never drink or swear, or maybe you think it's for the opposite, a bunch of hypocrites who think they're so good, but are really no better than you. Well, in today's program, we'll be looking at whether Christians are indeed saints or sinners. Before we do, though, let's listen to Psalm 32, as put to music by Sons of Korah.
Blessed is he who is forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is he whose sin the Lord won't count against him, in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I was silent, I wasted away through all my groaning every night and day. Your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was weakened as in the summer heat. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I didn't cover my iniquity. I said I'll confess my sin to you, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin.
Listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
So, do you have to be good to go to church? Here's Abel.
Have you ever thought that church was only for do-gooders? For people who didn't smoke or steal or get drunk? Have you ever thought that you wouldn't be wanted in church because of the wrong things you've done in your life? Or maybe your experience has been the complete opposite. They've looked at the church and thought, what a load of hypocrites. They're no better than I am. The message I want to bring to you this morning focuses on a story in the life of King David. Yes, the one who killed Goliath. It's a story about love, lies, deceit and murder, and brings out quite another side of the King David who we all thought was a do-gooder. King David, as you know, was a true believer in God. Many times in his life, he had to place his trust in God to save him from his enemies and to provide all his needs. But David was also a sinful human being. The Bible tells the following story about King David. One year in the spring, King David had sent his army to battle, but he himself had stayed home. As he was walking on his rooftop one evening, looking over the city of Jerusalem, he happened to see a lady bathing herself in her yard. David's heart was filled with desire for this woman because she was beautiful to look at. So he asked his servants who she was. The message came back that she was a lady named Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah the Hittite. Uriah was a soldier in David's army, which was in battle at the time, so he was absent from his home. Well, you'd think that David, who had already many wives of his own, would have stopped right there. Bathsheba was a married woman, and the Israelites were commanded not to commit adultery. But David gave in to his desires. He requested Bathsheba to join him in the palace. He let the desires of his heart rule his head, and more importantly, to overrule his love for God. What passes can be described as a one-night stand, nothing more than a gratifying of one's sexual desires. We read in the Bible that David lay with her and she returned to her own house. With many things in life, there are consequences for our actions, and for David and Bathsheba, there certainly were. Bathsheba became pregnant, so she sent a message to tell the king. Well, what to do now? As a child of God, David should have prayed to God, confessed his sin, and asked for forgiveness and guidance. Many times when we come face to face with the consequences of our selfishness and thoughtless actions, we wish we could undo the things we have done. Does David acknowledge his wrong and face the consequences? No. He makes a plan to try and cover up the wrong he did. First, he called Uriah to the palace under the pretense of seeing how the war was going, but he really planned for Uriah to go home to his wife. Then the baby would have been called Uriah's. This failed even after David made Uriah drunk. Then the king's plans became deadly. He sent Uriah back into the war with a letter for Joab, David's commander-in-chief. In the letter, he instructed Joab to place Uriah at the forefront of the battle and to leave him isolated from his fellow soldiers. David knew that Uriah would surely be killed in this position. Not long after, David received the news that the battle had not gone too well, but that Uriah was dead. For David, the end justified the means. The death of one man, Uriah, made up for a poorly fought battle. Bathsheba mourned the death of her husband, and when the official mourning period was over, David took her for his wife, and a son was born. David could now sit back and think about how cleverly he had fixed up the whole mess. But what actually happened was that David was plagued by guilt and shame. In Psalm 32 in the Bible, David wrote, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. God did not let him rest while he lived with unforgiven sin." What a change had come over David's life. David had desired something that was forbidden. He stole, he committed adultery, he murdered, and above all, he made the name of God a laughingstock to the surrounding nations. They could all point the finger at David and his God and say, "Look, they're no better than us." What a tragic story so far. King David was certainly no hero. In fact, he was more of the villain in this story. And he would have continued to live in his sin and carried the burden of guilt and deception with him for the rest of his life. But fortunately, the story does not end there, because David had forgotten one important thing: that God sees everything, and he demands justice. God knew what was happening. We read in the Bible, but the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord. God has assured us in his Bible that he will not let any one of his children fall eternally into the hands of Satan and consequently eternal destruction. Maybe you think that you are not worthy of the love of God, that you are not good enough to be a Christian. But are your wrongdoings any worse than David's were? No. In our story, God did not abandon David in disgust, but because of his great love, he instead showed David that he had done wrong. God sent David a messenger, Nathan the prophet. When David heard all that Nathan had to say, he could do nothing but confess that he had sinned. Yes, David finally came face to face with his sin. And here is the truly amazing and comforting part. Nathan told David that God forgave his sins. God forgave David everything. The murder and adultery, the lies and deceit, all was forgiven. This didn't mean that the consequences of his sin would all be taken away, but it meant that David no longer had to live with the guilt of his sins. David's slate was wiped clean in God's eyes, and he could confidently call upon God again for all his needs. Is your life that bad that God will not accept you into his kingdom? No. If you are truly sorry for your sins, then accept the saving grace of God. If you are truly repentant and sorry for the way you have hurt God, you'll be forgiven. All David did was humbly confess his sins, and God forgave him. Is the church full of hypocrites? No. It is full of sinners who have received with joy the saving grace of Jesus' death on the cross. A true believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, acknowledges that they would be no better than the hardened criminal, but for the forgiveness they have received through Jesus' death. David wrote two psalms about seeking forgiveness and the joy of receiving forgiveness, which you can read in the Bible. They are Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. If you ever feel the guilt of everything that has gone wrong in your life, or if there seems no point to living, why not go to God with all your problems? Find a quiet place and pour out all the hurt, anger and confusion to God. Say it however it comes out and ask God to forgive all the wrong in your life. God will hear you and he will answer your prayers.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material provided by the Reformed Church of Masterton. Have you ever said, or had anyone say to you, with a friend like you, who needs enemies? We can be pretty cruel to our friends, often in a so-called mocking or joking way. But sometimes we can do some really bad things to our friends, and the feeling on both sides is often horrible. Next week, we'll be considering an example of this from the Bible, and we hope you'll join us, Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. Until then, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.